Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified transformational health coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, Blog Talk Radio host, and best-selling author. So today we're going to talk about Father's Day 2020. Why is this coming to my mind? Why is this so important? Well, Father's Day in the past versus Father's Day this year versus the Father's Days I had with my dad while he was alive and now missing him more when he's gone. It's not that I have any regrets or anything, but it just kind of changes the way we look at things. And so I want to celebrate him, and more so I want to celebrate my bonus mom for still being with us at the age of 90 and, being there. And she misses me more than we do. The kids are all grown up. We're all in our 50s, 60s, closer to 70s. All of us have children or grandchildren or whatnot. It's different. But dads and fathers are actually a very special figure in my life, the way I was raised, brought up. And so I just want to give them a tribute. So in the past, things we did is, family outings, driving somewhere with the car, or going on a bike ride, or going on a hike, or swimming in the lake, or I was the only kid who loved to go fishing with my dad, or we all went bowling with him. He was a champion in bowling quite often. Or we went playing soccer or watching a match or something. So there's always something we did that he enjoyed and we enjoyed too. We did not at that time have sour barbecues, but we did roast some, sausages and stuff on the fire, on the open flame. But today, many people have barbecues, and if they don't have one at home, they can go to the park or used to go to the park and do the barbecues there. And one thing that was really important with our dad, he did not like store-bought presents. He appreciated homemade crafts, cards, wallets that we stitched like leather wallets, and we had like a flexible string, not a cloth string, but like a plastic string that we stitched them together, or we did things together like that, wood carving or writing poems or reciting poems or whatnot. And so those were really a lot of fun. And I've been reflecting on that. More than just today, I've been reflecting on it for a while now because June is such an incredible month, which I said last week. It only has 4 days without anything special listed on the calendar. When you go to the, what did I say it was? It was called the wind calendar for the holidays, and I just chose June because I put something in my window. I have an LED in my window at the front house where I always have the holidays listed and a positive statement for something. So I saw there were only 4 days that didn't have anything special for the calendar to be mentioned, but June 2nd, 9th, 10th, and 22nd. And I can honestly say June 2nd is special because a cousin of mine has a birthday. June 9th is special because a brother-in-law has a birthday. June 10th, I'm not sure right now. And June 22nd, well, it's special because it's 2 days past our wedding anniversary. This year we'll have 40 years, and it's 1 day after Father's Day. So it's just fun to see how people perceive special things. So this year, Father's Day is on June 21st, as I just said. And what has changed between last year or the years before and this year? And honestly, I can only come up with two things that have changed. Number one, and the biggest one, is our attitude. We've all been affected one way or another with the trying times we're going through right now. I mean, I had never in my life experienced a curfew before. Yet last week we had 4 days in a row, or even five, but definitely 4 days of curfew because of vandalism and riots and stuff. Oh my goodness, that's a new one. But it didn't mean that much to me because I kept safe. Other people, well, if you want to participate, then you know it's dangerous. You know, you make the choices. But besides attitude, almost all other activities can still take place except for big gatherings. Small barbecues are still even fine. I mean, you can be up to 5-6 people together, especially if it's your own family, and have a fun barbecue. And my husband just bought a smoker instead of the barbecue because, oh my goodness, the food comes out so much better. And it's moist and delicious because it's not, you can set the temperature you want and it doesn't go over that temperature. So it doesn't dry out the veggies or the meats or the fish or anything you put in there. It works great and it has an amazing smoked flavor. I love it. So I have done that. I mean, the question is, and I just said the two differences that I see between the last year and now, or the previous years and now, is our personal attitude, letting things affect us or be in charge of them, or the big family gatherings, which we cannot do at this time. So why are we focusing on fear, resentment, feeling deprived, when we have so many amazing options to do fun things? I'm not sure. What is triggering that? How can we stop it and get into a positive mindset again and make the best out of it? I mean, we are definitely the ones who are, you know, we're taking care. We're just in charge of our own things. And you guys know I always love to use the Stop Challenge Choose card that I wrote because it is so important that we actually remain focused, that we keep track of what we love so we can be happy and healthy, which is so important. It's interesting. And I know I have that card and I don't see it right now. However, I know what it means. So I can actually still talk about it. You know, when you come up with such a terrible attitude, or you feel pity for yourself, or you feel like something is not going the way you wanted it to go, or, I mean, there's a lot more things going on, and I just go, okay, I'm going to stop this thought right now, and I'm going to take a deep breath so I can actually regroup my thoughts and figure out what I want to do. And then I challenge my thoughts and ask myself, is what I perceive really true, or am I making more out of it than there is to it? And I get back to that all the time because right now is the right time for this. I hear so many people complain about all the things they cannot do rather than focus on all the good things they can do. So, and at the end of that, the first one was to stop, take a deep breath, and, you know, realign your thoughts. The second one was challenge your thoughts and make sure that they are positive. And then the third one is to choose the behavior that serves us or the people we want to be around with that serves them best instead of just being frumpy and all that stuff. So, yeah, this is just a mental shift that we all go through. And how does that shift actually affect us mentally, physically, and financially? You know, I've always been talking about, and I've had this show now for over 5 years, that we need a healthy body, a healthy mind, and healthy finances. And I've mentioned that numerous times. So do you have any idea where I'm going with this? Let me tell you. Let me share. A sad, negative, angry mindset causes illness, whereas a happy, positive mindset, not wasting money, using your mind, your hands, skills to create something. Oh my gosh. I mean, all these three aspects with healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances can make us so much happier and healthy that it would really behoove us to focus on that rather than on something that we have no control over. What does it help us? There are so many movies out there, especially on Hallmark. I love that channel, that definitely show how people act and react towards certain things. So back to my dad, we did make those homemade things. We played music. We did sing songs. We played cards with him. We played chess. We did baking. We cooked. We did something special that he enjoyed. He loved to have his family around, but he did not like anything store-bought. He just really wanted us to put our love into what we were making. And one of the songs that we always love to sing with him, and I still love, is called "'Tis Love That Makes Us Happy, 'Tis Love That Smooths the Way." And I can read you the rest of this song. It helps his mind. It makes us kind to others every day. This world is full of sorrow, of sickness, death, and sin. With loving heart, we'll do our part and try some soul to win. And when this life is over and we are called above, our sun shall be eternally of Jesus and his love. It's such a good, our song, like his son. And the refrain is, God is love, we're his little children. God is love, we would be like him. 'Tis love that makes us happy. 'Tis love that smooths the way. It helps his mind. It makes us kind to others every day. That's such a fun song. So if I have time at the end, I will play it so you can hear how the tune goes. Another thing that I like is poems. There are so many poems out there in so many different ways. And you know, we can make up our own things. We don't have to read somebody else's poem. We don't have to learn one by heart to recite. We can create our own. For example, Father, F-A-T-H-E-R. If you write it down, each letter on a new line, then you can come up with something. So, well, for example, for the F, we could say Father. For the A, always. For the T, takes. H, heart or hope. E, well, there's something. R, and S for fathers. So we can come up with a poem like that that has a different name to do it. But there is one I found, and I want to read that to you because I really enjoy it. It's by Alicia Anderson. Fathers are the strength of the family, to bond us and to hold us together. Always there to mediate the household a determined mentor who looks to lead all together. He's the bodyguard that protects us and gives us comfort from all harm. He constantly offers compassion, always offering up his arm to stand behind us endlessly, though at times in darkness we tend to fall, always there to guide us to the light, for us to follow from his call. With years to come, day by day, we grow from the nest we grew, in hopes to become something great, for I hope to someday be like you. A father's love is never ending, always there with a heart pure of gold. I love you, Dad, forever. I know you'll always be my stronghold. That's one. Then when you Google him, there's a gazillion poems out there. And one that I really like is called A Good Dad. And it is, oh, yeah, they wrote their own names below afterwards. So the poem goes as such. A good dad is such a joy to know. He sees all his children can be and inspires each to blossom and grow. A good dad notices and praises his children's success while he guides them to make changes that bring out their best. A good dad, like a strong warrior, teaches and leads and successfully provides for his family's needs. A good dad provides securely and love, for he is a true hero, a rich blessing from above. And then it says, thanks, and then any name here for being a very good dad from, and then you put your name there and the date. So those are just things that we can do. It's all fun. So I actually want to challenge you to create something. You have 10 days left to create something for Father's Day. And it doesn't matter if it's your biological dad, if it's your stepdad, if it's a person you look at as a mentor or as a dad. And I had plenty of those people in my life. It's so amazing. I mean, anybody who loves us and takes care of us and wants the best for us can be, any male figure can be a dad. It does not have to do with DNA or blood relationship. It's a position they take. So create something and then make a videotape or take a picture and send the entry by Father's Day, which is 6/21, to dythomson@gmail.com. That's dythomson@gmail.com. And the best three entries will receive a gift from me. Make sure it's original and that you made it. Should I realize that I've seen it before or I know where it comes from, you're disqualified. However, if it's something that you created and you did maybe for your dad, you as an adult for your dad, or that you did with your children for their dad, your spouse, anything counts as long as it's made by you or the child and you send me some proof to my email address. And of course, you don't need to give me your physical address at that time, but when I have chosen a couple of people to help me look through it to make sure it's not one-sided, that I have two or three people who are looking at it and will go by majority vote, then when I know that you're the winner, I will contact you and you can give me your physical address so I can mail out something to you. And that's what I want to do. And I think I just have enough time to actually play you the song I was talking about with "'Tis Love That Makes Us Happy." So I'm going to be moving over to the piano
and I will play that for you and see what's going on. But let me just close the window because I have people out here. And I don't want them to be too noisy. So I hope you can hear it and you'll enjoy it. It is something joyful, and it definitely should make your heart jump for joy too. All right, here we go. I hope you enjoyed this, and I played it 3 times so you have it for each verse that I read to you. And should you choose to actually want to get the words, let me know and I can send them to you. If you do know it, even better. So yes, let's go on and make this a very, very happy and successful and very pleasant Father's Day. And do something, participate. It is so much more fun for me to do my shows and choose different topics when I do have some participation. You can make suggestions, you can ask questions, and you can let me know if you would like to be on my show. Anything that we can relate to healthy mind, healthy body, and healthy finances qualifies for the subject. And I know that in 2 weeks I will have Holly Mignosi on the show with me, and she's a speaker and trainer, speaking and embodiment coach, storytelling and body language media bio, and more, and I will introduce her of course in 2 weeks on the 25th, and she will have some free gifts for you too. So put it in your calendar. It's usually 99.999% of the time. It's Thursdays at 11 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time or Pacific Standard Time. And, yeah, we would like to make this a little bit more fun and interesting for everyone. So, again, participation is definitely key. Anyway, I have given you some ideas. Let me know what you're coming up with. Let me know if you're ready to win. And I do have some fun things in mind that I can send out to reward the ones who actually participate. So I look forward to talking to you next week again. And I wish everybody a wonderful rest of the week. And until 6/18/2020, when we go come live next week again. Take care and enjoy a great week and weekend. Mm-hmm.